We ask that you...
Blog Talk Radio.
Woman to woman.
Woman to woman. Songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life we bring.
Sing it again.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life we bring.
Woman to woman.
Woman to woman.
Songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Sing it down low for him. Joining us here tonight on Woman to Woman. I am one of your hosts, Minister LaDawn, and of course we have our other splendid woman on the show, our co-host, Coach D, are you there?
I was going to say Minister LaDawn. You have Coach D here. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the studio. We are so glad that you are joining us on tonight, and we are excited. Oh my gosh, we're so excited about the month of December, and we are kicking it off tonight with part one of a part four series entitled The X Factor. And I'm going to let Minister LaDon, before we introduce our guest, extraordinary guest that's in the studio on tonight, I'm going to let Minister LaDon just kind of give a explain what is the X Factor? What does that mean?
Well, you know what? The X Factor can mean so many different things to so many different people because of our culture and what we've been taught. But one of the things that Coach D and I are doing with this series that we have going on for the month of December, we want to stimulate that inward knowing. We want to stimulate that inward motivation that's inside of you. Most of us don't really realize that we are all born with it. We're all born with a piece of God inside of us. His word tells us that we're created in his image, that he breathed into Adam. He breathed his own breath and Adam came alive. And we're all descendants of Adam. We're all descendants of God. And so we're all born with God in us. And so why are we not creating things? Why are we not pushing through different challenges when the word of God says that there's no weapon formed that can stand against us? We have so many of our brothers and sisters who are going through life and they're waiting. They're waiting for that special moment, or they're waiting for that special time, or they're waiting for that special thing, and they don't realize that they've already been born with it. So we have these speakers who are coming on to our show for the next 4 weeks, and they're going to be talking directly to that peace of God that's inside of you. They're going to start muddling through all of the garbage of what we've been taught throughout our lives, all of the garbage of today, who the world tells us we are, what the world tells us we can do, what social media says is beautiful, what social media says is acceptable, what social media says is success. They're going to be speaking to the God inside of you, making sure that they push all those things out of the way so that God inside of you, that purpose, can begin to move through, break through, and start being creative in your life. We're going to get rid of all of the lies that the world told us, and we're going to do that in 4 weeks, four simple weeks. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, I guess without further ado, we would like to present to some and introduce to others. This couple is very special to us. They are family. They are part of, we're part of the same tribe, should I say, part of the same tribe. If you listen to Woman to Woman or Processing the Pain or any of the MCD Network broadcasts, they have been guests before. They blew us away with the series we did on couples and marriage. It was awesome. And so I don't have any doubt that the nuggets and the principles and the tools that they will bring us on tonight will not be a blessing. So Don and Charlene Johnson, coaches Don and Charlene Johnson, are you in the studio on tonight?
Yes, we are.
We are
yes,
in
we
the
are.
House.
Glad to be here, too.
Yep, you're loved and appreciated, everyone.
Yes, we are. Yes,
we
are
glad to and, have you. Yes.
thank you so much.
We know who you are, and we know that all the amazing things that you're doing. We're going to ask that you will just tell our audience, who is Don and Charlene Johnson?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say this. Thank you, Denise and LaDon, for having me and Charlene tonight and trusting us. You know, we just want to say thank you for that. We appreciate you guys. And for all the listening audience, we just want to say thank you for giving us an opportunity to speak a word that we believe in season for your life. And that you trust us as well. And I just think that we'll have a good time tonight in the Lord. And just want to say that, get that done first, and let you know we appreciate you all.
Yeah, so Don and Charlene, Many people know us as the Kingdom Tag Team. So we do ministry together. We've been in ministry together for quite some time, actually. I think about 20 years. Really. We're married 23 years, but ministry about 20 years. And we've been side by side just doing ministry together. So our nonprofit that we established is Real Life Transformation Center. And we do A Night to Dream. And that is a monthly event now. And it's just to help inspire people to dream again and to look beyond their circumstances and just dream in spite of what they're going through. And then we have so many other things. We're the regional directors of Boss the Movement. We love Boss the Movement with Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. So that's also an assignment that God has ingrained on the inside of us. So we're busy here in NorCal ushering in our youth and helping our youth to become kingdompreneurs. So we do that, and we also do different speaking engagements. And so we're busy about God's business. And so really that is the essence of who we are. And we love to inspire people to purpose. That's really, if I really had to sum it up in one sentence, I would say that before you leave us, you will be inspired to pursue your purpose like never before.
Yes. And so, well, I guess we'll get started. We'll just jump right in, and we'll just say that one of the things when I heard the X factor, and it's kind of I guess my definition on it, and I think it's an excellent job, LaDon, how you explained the X factor. And one of the things I recognize being a sports fan, you know, football in particular, there's what they call X receivers that a team has that makes the difference. You know, it's like I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and there's a receiver that the Cowboys just picked up by the name of Amari Cooper from the Oakland Raiders, and he has made a tremendous difference on the team. He's been there only 5 weeks, and they've won 4 games in a row. But what has happened with the X receiver, which I call the X factor, has opened up the whole offense, and he just turned the team around. They could play ball control. Every player around them is just every now and then you get a player that, when he take the field, and lift up everybody play. Everybody play is elevated. And that's what I believe the X factor is. When the X factor in your life, it causes everything to be elevated in a positive way. And it just opened up the whole offense. They're able to play ball control and help the defense. So the point I'm trying to make is an X factor is something that just elevate every area of your life. And I believe that X factor is vision. You know, in the book of Ezekiel, I believe it's chapter 40 and verse 2. The Bible speaks about how God gave Ezekiel a vision, and he began to take him out in the valley of dry bones and show him the state of Israel. And one translation says, I believe it's the Clear Word translation, it says, I was taken off in vision and shown the Lord's intentions for Israel. And I recognize vision, a true vision, is a vision from God. God began to reveal to you his intent for your life, his plan for your life. And as he began to do what God called him to do, he began to see the condition of the people. He began to prophesy, and he only said what God said. God said, speak to the four winds, and he began to tell him to speak to these dry bones. And every time he spoke what God told him to speak, then the power of God would be released. And so what I'm saying is I believe the X factor in each one of our lives is a vision from God. And when you begin to do what God has called you to do, when you begin to speak what God has called you to speak, the power of God is released. And we're talking about the X factor. You begin to see results. And one of the things that I remember, I think, reading about the show tonight was that, you know, let's not go into 20, I believe it was said, I may be saying in my own words, but going into 2019 with resolutions, but with solutions. And I believe solutions start with a vision, getting a clear vision of what you want. You know, a lot of times a vision is set, like, for example, like someone may say, I want to lose weight. And that's good. But we could lose weight and gain weight and lose weight and gain weight. But what happened if we say, I want to look thin? And then there's more sustainability there. There's more of a clear-cut vision, and then you're able to really accomplish your goal and never go off course or off chart. I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. I want Charlene to say something here.
Well, and I just wanted to add about vision, because vision, really, a simple definition for vision is the ability to see beyond your eyes. Mm. So Don talked about the intent when the valley of dry bones. There was God's intent, and that's what purpose. Purpose is the original intent. It's the original reason for being. It's what motivated God to create me, that he put breath in my body, and he sent me here to the earth realm for something very unique and something very specific. So when we find out what that purpose is, then we're willing to fight until we see the end of our faith. So vision causes you not to look at what's in front of you, for we look not at the things which are seen. So there's some situations and circumstances that are going to come my way, really to try to make me get double vision or to make me get blindsided by what God has already showed me that he's going to get me to do, that to have that ability to see beyond your eyes, because your current condition is not going to necessarily line up with what you see on the inside. So that's why you have to make sure that you have eyes of vision. And those eyes of vision really speaks back to the original reason that God sent you here on the earth realm. When I understand my why, then I'm willing to go to the through the tests. I'm willing to go through the storms. I'm willing to deal with all of the challenges that have come my way, and I refuse to give up because I can see something beyond my eyes into a preferred future. So that's really what vision is. And I do agree with you, Don, that that's the X factor, because that's what really drives us, you guys. It keeps us going. Once God gives you a vision and he gives you your reason that he put breath in your body, then you fight. You fight until you see the end of your faith.
And so when you talked about vision, being able to see, you said how
beyond
your
eyes.
Beyond your eyes. You know, the Bible tells us, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. And that used to, how do you see what's not seen? But really it's simple. It's through the eyes of what did God give you? You know, what picture did he put into your mind? What can you see on the inside? And so I believe that's the X factor, going into 2019 with a clear-cut vision, you know, whatever God give you, take that and begin to move in it, because I believe it'll become more clear as you begin to step out.
And just while we're on vision, really quick, and then we're going to pause for a moment. But vision, there are three types of vision. There's the universal vision. We all serve God. Then there's a united vision. And that united vision is one that, say you have a corporate vision, there's like a church or a ministry or whatever. That's a corporate vision. But then there's this unique vision. And this is the one, to me, that's so critical, because if I don't understand my unique vision, meaning my fingerprint, because there's only one Charlene on the earth realm. There's only one me, so I am uniquely different. So I'm forbidden to copy other people. So when we understand our uniqueness and then we master that uniqueness, then we become a force to be reckoned with.
And when you talk about the uniqueness, you know, again, it could be a vision that an employer has.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're really going to fit in with that vision, your vision should be compatible.
Exactly.
And so you can really run with it.
Right.
And so, you know, Bible tells us, it says, if you can't be trusted with that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? And so I believe that in the midst of vision, some people don't know what God called them to. They don't have a vision for their life. But I believe when you grab hold of vision and begin to run with it, God will begin to reveal your place in the vision. And I believe your individual, like you said, the corporate vision, the different three levels of vision?
Yeah, the unique vision, the united vision, and the universal vision. So when you understand, and you're even, say you don't know what God called you to do, then you can get with the corporate vision and begin to start running with vision, so to speak, and then God will reveal your unique vision, because he said if he can trust you with that which is another man's, he'll give you that which is your own. So can you be faithful with something that's not yours yet? Because that's what God's looking for. He's looking for our faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, really drive on unique, because unique is really what gives me meaning. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be like me, the one that he made me to be. So I have to spend some time finding out who I am, and not what people want me to be, but who I am. And I'm going to pause there for a minute.
Okay. And just would like to pause for a minute. And LaDon or Denise, is there anything that you would like to add to that or anything you have you'd like to say?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm ready. I got my bib on.
Okay. Okay, then we'll keep moving on a little more. And, well, anyway, there's some scripture that we would like to read to you that we believe will be a blessing to you. And I think you have that one in Hebrews.
Okay, you want me to do that?
Because one of the things when we talk about moving on to the greater, there has to be change. I believe God is constantly growing us, and there has to be a constant changing because, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of times we expect more out of life. But I heard someone say that life doesn't get any better until you get better. You know, sometimes people want you to do this and they want more out of you and they demand more and they want more from life, but they're not willing to change. And things only change when you change. In Romans 12:2, the Bible speak about be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And another translation says, let God change you by the way you think. And I believe that change is going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. So I believe that God requires change for every season in our life to grow and become more.
Yeah, and there's another translation I'm going to just share with you guys. It's in the Message translation. And it says, here's what I want you to do, God helping us. Take your everyday, ordinary life, you're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering.
Hmm.
Embracing God, embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God and you'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants for you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you. He develops well-formed maturity in you.
Wow.
That is a mouthful.
What translation is that?
That was the Message translation.
Wow.
And it has so much meat in it, but the most significant thing is what you're talking about, DJ, being transformed from the inside out.
Yeah.
See, we no longer seek things on the outside to make us feel better. I need to become something great. And in order for me to become something, I got to stop being so busy doing, and
right.
I got to start becoming.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. If you want something new, you have to leave the old. And in this case, shedding that old skin, that old way of thinking, which may have been good in the last season, but God is bringing us to another season that's going to require a greater level of growth and a different way of thinking. And so.
And you know what, real quick, it's really funny because I don't know about you guys, but you can even think that you're okay and then you can still be in a hypnotic rhythm, meaning doing the same thing over and over and over again. And you don't even recognize that, oh my God, I have slipped into a hypnotic rhythm where my subconscious has kicked in.
You don't even think about it. You continue to do things that are like self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you say that. I thought I was fine. I was okay until I met Coach Al Hollinsworth.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, but that's how God will do it. We're waiting on this lightning to strike out of the sky, but a lot of times God brings people in your life to help you grow up. And so, you know, I've learned, you know, to be wise enough to listen to people who've walked the road before you. And I just want to give a shout out to our coach, Al Hollinsworth, somebody who we met, I believe, going on 6 years now. And our lives has changed drastically. I mean, just again, talking about changing the way you think. Sometimes you want to change, but you don't know how to change. You don't know what you need to change from and change to sometimes, but God is so gracious and so loving that he'll put people in your life that'll check you. They'll be willing to love you, to bring you, you know, but the whole thing is, it says, let God change you by the way you think. You have to let yourself change. Don't hang on to old ways.
Well, and it says let because it's going to be something working against you so that you can't change.
Well, I heard when you say that, someone once said that let implies that something is trying to stop it.
Yes.
And usually the only person I know that's trying to stop you from changing is you.
Yeah, and ultimately.
Yeah.
Hey, ultimately it does reduce down to you, but it's like this. So when we come in, if you think of a baby being born, a baby comes into the earth realm just like your dream, your vision, or whatever. And immediately Satan assigns assassins to terminate that dream from coming into its fruition. So people are saying, well, why do I have to go through all of the things that I have to go through? Why can't I just do what God's telling me to do? God never told us that it was going to be easy. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. So if you think you're going to be able to push that baby out without any effort, you're sadly mistaken. There are going to be challenges. But if we can shift our mindset and find meaning in the suffering that we're going through, then it makes your life so much richer. If you become more resilient, then you're able to stand and fight in the midst of, even if you have to fight through tears, you're still standing your ground because you see something that God showed you on the inside, and you're going to hold on to it like Paul said. He said, I will not stop until I lay hold of what he has laid hold of me for. And that's really the passion that you have to drive with. Lord, I'm not going to stop until I see the end of my faith. If I got to walk and I got to lean into that fear, then I'm going to lean into that fear, even in the midst of tears, even in the midst of opposition, even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of every adverse circumstances. I trust you, Lord, because you put this on the inside of me, and I know that you're coming to make a withdrawal, so I'm ready to stand.
So you're ready to stand.
Amen.
Hey, you know what? Give them Hebrews chapter 6, I believe. You have that.
Oh, 6? Okay, yes. All right. So here it is. So in the King James Version, you want the King James?
Yeah, give them the King James first.
So this is Hebrews 6, 1 through 3. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment, and this we will do if God permits. Now, check this out.
That's from the King James.
That's just King James.
But we want to read it to you from another translation because I believe it doesn't take away from it, but it actually opens it up and give more clear insight on it. It's from the Message translation.
Yeah, and the Message says, so come on, let's leave the preschool finger painting exercises on Christ and get on with the grand work of art. Grow up in Christ. The basic foundational truths are in place, turning your back on salvation by self-help and turning in trust toward God, baptismal instruction, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment, God helping us. We'll stay true to all of that, but there is so much more, so let's get on with it.
Wow. In other words,
I love that.
Let's get it on. What are you talking about saying? Let us.
And that's Mrs. H's song. Let's get it on.
Come on. There you go. And see, he's talking about, you know, he says, let us leave the preschool finger painting exercises on Christ. And he talked about how we teach baptism and laying on of hand. And he went on and named a number of things. And he said, we'll stay true to all of that. But there's so much more. You know, a lot of times we keep laying the same foundation, the same works, and we know we should do better. We know we should be good, and we know we should, you know, but what he's saying, let's go further. It's time to grow up in Christ. Let's get on with the grand artwork. Let's leave the preschool finger painting. God has so much more, and he said, let's get on with it.
Well, and the problem is we can't get to the masterpiece, the grand artwork, because people still stuck in preschool complaining about their situation. Worrying about this, worrying about this. It says, do not worry, take no thought. But we still worry, but we still get stressed out, but we still do all these things. To me, that's preschool finger painting. So you want God to give you a powerful move of God, and we can't do the first work, which is just, hey, I need you to come into my presence.
Acting like preschoolers. Yeah. You know, after you've been saved for 20 years, we shouldn't have to tell you to be good and don't do this and don't do that and stop doing this and stop doing that. Don't touch this. Don't touch. You know, I heard somebody say, well, you know, I'm tired of teaching you. Go ahead and do it if you want to. Touch it if you want to. Go ahead and, you know, we need to just stop all of the preschool stuff.
It's time to go.
And so if we really want to go on with God, then it's time to really wrap our hands in his garment and begin to do what he told us to do. The first thing, going back when we talk about vision, God is a God of vision. And so when he gave Ezekiel a vision, the thing that I like about that, Ezekiel only did what God told him to do. He didn't do anything else.
Right.
If we can get a vision for our life from God, then we begin to move out on that and the power of God is released. And so, again, to me, that's the X factor. That is the sustaining power that will cause us to be able to move forward in our life. But there are things that we need to do. Change the way we think.
Yeah.
And so, but I like the way you say, because I think you mentioned the way you say, God helping us.
Yeah, God helping us.
Turning
our
back on salvation through self-help.
Right.
I heard someone say self-help is no help at all. And so, but the thing is, we can do what God is calling us to do, but there's some things, there's an order of God. To think this the way we have to do it if we're going to move forward and progress in God.
Amen. We'll pause for a minute. LaDon, I know you got some, girl.
I do. I love it. Because especially when you talk about, just that belief system, and when you talk about self-help too, because there was a point in time where I listened to so many self-help motivational speakers. Like, I went on YouTube and I had so much self-help stuff going on, so much that I just became fat. I became overweight with self-help. You know? It's almost like there's the knowing, but there's no action to it. So that let's get on with it was such a striking of a match. That was such a striking of a match. And I'm just like, I knew this was going to be good. I knew this
Praise
was going to be
Lord.
Good. Yeah. But you know, one of the biggest things that I wanted to say is that, what you guys are saying, one of the principles that's really sticking out with me is in order to even trust in the move, because when we start, we know that God put that purpose inside of us. We know that we have to move on it. You know that you can't be a kindergarten anymore, but you're still stuck and you're saying, change your mind. And I think the biggest things is that most of us have let our words become so we've become so flippant with our words that we don't trust ourselves, and when we don't trust ourselves, we don't trust God. So when we say, okay, I'm gonna start changing this today, or I'm going to be faithful today, or I'm going to move out on my purpose today, then you know our old habits kick back in. Those habits that Don was talking about, you know, okay, it's 5 o'clock, I'm going to wake up in 10 minutes and I'm going to be faithful in 10 minutes to get up and read my Bible or get up and work on my business plan. And then 20 minutes go by. And so if we're not careful with that vision that God gave us, and that vision is like our word to ourselves, you know, like, I'm going to hold true to it and I'm going to do it, then we won't trust in that vision, and we won't trust that God has already completed it, and we won't get to that point where we're moving out and we're getting those things done. And I think that's where we get stuck. I know for me, that's where I get stuck in the murmuring and the complaining and the worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm going to jump out.
Yeah.
But I'm just thrilled with all of this info. I got so many notes that I'm going to have to listen to this show again.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. And you know what? I was going to say something on, you know, kind of what you were talking about, and this might be going in a slight different direction, but not really. But at some point in our lives, like I think about, you know, unfortunately, I had a loss in my family. My sister, she was only 55, and she passed. And so she had a short life, but after you start seeing people go and be with the Lord and all of that, I start recognize how valuable our moments are, our breath is. And so when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, Lord, just like, I mean, one of our pledges to say, I will live this day as if it were my last. So every moment, every heartbeat, every second is an opportunity to walk more fully in your purpose. So I began to start thinking about, you know what, Lord, I don't want to waste moments. You got people struggling to breathe. And so I don't want to waste moments. I mean, give me that, you know, that it really kind of speaks to death to self, because our self wants to do what it wants to do. But when we finally submit our will to his will, then that's where the true sacrifice come in, because then that means that, you know what, I'm going to die to this little comfort zone that the enemy's trying to keep me in. Or even if that me, I'm self-sabotaging myself because I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not doing what I know to do.
Right.
So, but it has to be a level of death to self where I finally say, Lord, not my will, but I don't have another 50 years to try to figure this thing out. I got to figure this thing out now because I have people that are attached to my assignment that's on the inside of me. And the more that I delay, the more that I hesitate, the more that those people that really need me are doing without, because I haven't stepped into where I'm supposed to be because of fear or whatever else. Or I like how Coach Al, he talks about those three blocks or barriers to your goals. That's interpersonal, that's the enemy within. Is situational, you know, situations begin to start happening. And then interpersonal, that's when people try to stop you. And a lot of people need to get delivered in order for them to do their dream. Because, what we notice is people are so stuck on people, but we are, like, so delivered from people. We love people. We have huge heart for people. But I am delivered from people and their expectations of what they want for my life. I only do what the Father tells me to do.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about vision, though. I mean, vision can be disruptive.
Absolutely.
Because you could be going in the wrong direction. You could be doing the wrong things. Or you could be doing what was right in the last season.
Yes.
But God began to shake things up, and he give you a vision. And it can be disruptive because you have to change course. Or there's some things you have to start doing, or some things you have to stop doing. You know, one of the things I like about vision, it said that, you know, you've heard about the ladder. You know, what good of climbing the corporate ladder if your ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. You know, and vision will reveal what wall your ladder is leaning on. And so, you know, you talked about it's no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me.
Yeah.
And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me.
Yeah.
But how are you living? How is Christ living through you? How is he living in you?
Yeah.
It is Christ who liveth in me. Through vision, I believe the vision that God has given, just like he gave Ezekiel a vision, he's given us all a vision. And when that vision began to live in us, it's the vision of God. It's no longer us. And that's where the Bible tells us about dying to self. You know, if you, in order to find your life, you must lose your life.
Yeah.
You must die to your own selfish will.
Right.
That you can begin to live the will of God for your life. And that's why a lot of people run from the call and run from things that God is calling them to, because they're not dead yet. They still have me, mine, I want this, I want that. But what does God want? And real quickly, just the Bible tells us, I think it's Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, where it says Jesus was speaking to Simon Peter, and he said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Now, that word sift means to separate. And so he's trying to separate him. He has a desire to have him. He wants to separate him, ultimately want to separate you from God. But could it also be that he wants to separate you from the vision of God? Because it's small steps. But Jesus said something that was so profound. He said, but I prayed for you that your faith fail you not. And he said, and when you're converted, he said, when you repented and turned to me again, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. And I think that's what vision does. You repent. Turn to God, let him know it's not what I want, but it's what you want. But that vision that God has given you will strengthen others. And so I'm sorry, go ahead, Charlene.
And then another thing that Paul said while we're on the same topic, he said in Acts chapter 20, I think it's 21 to 24, it says, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy. So in other words, Paul was saying that my life is not so expensive that God can't use me. Many of us have a high price tag on our life.
Counting their life so dear.
So dear that you won't
wow.
do what God has called you to do. So we're too expensive to be used by God.
By God, because we're holding on, just like the rich young ruler.
Yeah.
When he said that you're holding on tight to a lot of things.
And not about to let it go.
When, remember the rich young ruler came running in the way, and he saw Jesus wanting to know, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said, why
yes,
callest
yes.
me good? There's only one good, that's my Father, which is in heaven. But you know the commandments. And he began to tell him the commandments. He said he kept them all from his youth up. And Jesus said to him, but there's one thing that you lack. And what I like about Jesus, he didn't just bust him out and tell him what it is he lacked, but he told him what he can do. He said, go sell what you have and give to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me.
Yes.
Remember, Jesus said, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. In other words, you'll become who I called you to be. But he said he was sad at that saying, and he walked away because he had much possessions. He couldn't turn it loose. And that
yeah.
you were saying that his life had become so valuable to him
yeah.
that he could
that
not
he couldn't
use
even
it for
be
God.
Used for the kingdom.
And then later you see that was the rich young ruler, but then there was one that we know as the rich old fool.
Yeah.
When Jesus said when he began to build bigger barns, you know the story. So they got some rich young people, young fools and some old ones too. And he told the
yeah.
old guy, he said, when you know the story, I won't go through it in detail, but he began to build bigger barns because he had so many possessions.
Yeah.
And Jesus called him a fool. He said, tonight your soul will be required of you. Now who those things will be. Now, in other words, you know, because you always hear people say you can't take it with you and all this. And we understand that as Christians. We know we can't take things with you. That's why I want him here while I'm alive.
Amen.
But what Jesus was saying yeah. was, now who those things will be. Because you had made a statement earlier about vision lives beyond the grave.
Yeah.
God was trying to get him to do something, to make a contribution to humanity that would live beyond him.
Right.
But he couldn't. All he could see is what he wanted for himself.
Exactly.
Up things, and when he died, he couldn't take none of it with him.
Exactly.
And so, but anyway, I didn't mean to go off there.
Oh, no. Good. Oh, wow. You know, I have one more definition for you guys, and that is full steam ahead.
Mm.
Because we encourage everybody for 2019 to be full steam ahead. And what full steam ahead means is being so clear about your purpose and so committed to it and so sure about your ability to accomplish it that you move ahead decisively despite obstacles. That's
yeah.
how we got to be. You have to be, and that's been our success. We've been full steam ahead no matter what's going on in our life. We've had many challenges, many things that have come into our life that could have made us stop, could have made us quit. But when you are full steam ahead, you continue to press through regardless of what's going on. If you think about an eagle is the only bird, and he's not even a bird, but he's the only one that loves the storm. So he allows the storm to propel him into another dimension. So he doesn't, and his energy is saved because the wind from the storm is causing him to go higher where he can rest in that storm to lift him higher. And a lot of times our challenges, our opposition, all of the things that we're going through are used so that we won't have to use our own energy if we rest in him. If you trust him, if you know he did it for you before, then you know he's going to save you again, or he's going to deliver you from whatever the situation is again. So that test and that storm or that challenge is causing you to be able to see a little bit higher than where you are right now, or to move you to a different level. Amen.
And give him that quink analysis real quickly.
Okay. And then
knowing what I know now.
Yes, there are some questions you guys can ask just so you can reassess and be ready to enter into 2019, knowing what I know now.
So the question is, knowing what I know now. In other words, what are you involved in today that you got into and you're still into it today? Knowing what you know now, you wouldn't have got into that relationship, whether it's a business and a job or a relationship with a person. Knowing what you know now. What, I mean, you know, what relationships that you're involved in that you wouldn't be in if you knew what you know now? And if the answer, and the question is, would you remain in them or would you get out of them? And if the answer is I would get out, then the next question is how fast? Because you don't need anything holding you back from moving forward.
Yeah.
All of the sandbags coming into 2019, throw them off of the balloon so you can go higher.
Amen.
There's things that were good for last season, but they're not good now. And knowing what you know now, what are you doing that if you know what you know, if you knew what you know now, you wouldn't be doing? And those are some things that we need to begin to question some things that we, some choices that we made in past seasons, but we haven't updated, you know, things to where we are now. We need to recognize, are there anything that we're doing that we shouldn't have gotten in, or we, it's time to get out of it? Those are some questions that we need to ask ourselves. I don't know if you have time for the three P's, but, you know, the personal.
Oh, that's
about
in
business.
Goal setting. Yeah. So in goal setting, real quick, you guys, we know we need to stop. But a lot of people, like, say that I wanted to lose weight, and I did this for a long time. I would say something like, you know, because when you set your goal, I will lose 50 pounds by March of 2019. And so it's called the Ultimate Goals Program, and the way that they do that, there's a 3P formula, and the goal should be written in the positive personal present tense. So instead of me saying what I just told you guys, I would say I weigh 150 pounds by 2019. That's how I would say it. So it's positive, it's personal, and it's in the present tense because faith is when? Now.
And the subconscious mind begin to recognize it as now.
Yes.
And so when you keep it in the positive present, positive personal and present tense, that's how goals, they begin to materialize your life when you put it in the now. Like, for example, me and you wanted to buy a home years ago, and it was 1995, and everything looked like it should be done within 12 months.
We kept saying, I will.
But we kept saying, I will next year. It's about 12 months, and it always seemed to be 12 months off. But when we begin to put a date and do it in the personal, present, and the positive, that day finally came.
Yes.
And so, but anyway, I'm going to stop.
All right.
I know we.
Yes, we're going to stop because that's, you know, you, we could go on for hours, you guys, but we're going to stop right there.
No, don't stop. Right, right. No, and that's exactly why we have you guys. That's exactly why we have you guys. And one of the things that we always share with our listening audience is that every time God gives us the show, we think it's a gift for us. We know it's for everybody, but I really think that God just has me in his heart, in his hands, special me, LaDawn, because I always feel like it's specifically for me. And that he is just, you know, when you go to someone's home and they just roll out the red carpet for you, they bring out the best dishes, they make the best food and sit you at the best seat at the table, and you're like, all this for little old me? So definitely this show, we definitely love for you guys to come, and you always are a blessing. I do want to make sure that we open the lines up for our listening audience. If you have a question, if you have a comment, or you just want to thank Don and Charlene or ask them how you can follow them and continue to glean from them, press one on your dial pads now. Don't miss this opportunity. They have rolled out the red carpet for you. Press one on your dial pad so that our team will know that you have
okay,
a question
we have
or
a caller.
Comment. Okay.
We do have a caller. Area code 310, last 4-2567. You are live on Woman to Woman.
Good afternoon, family. You are loved and appreciated. I just want to commend Coach Don and Charlene. Excellent job. Very rich content. I'm just blown away. I'm driving, but I'm taking mental notes. Great job. Thank you, Coach LaDawn, for the show. Great, great content. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, brother.
Wow.
We love you.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank you so much, Marcus.
Amen.
And if any of you other callers have a question or a comment, please continue to press one on our dial pad. As you press one, our team will see and they'll be continue to bring you into the studio so that you can share your question, you can share your comment. I do know Coach Don and Charlene, while we're waiting for, you know, other callers to press one on their dial pads, I know you guys have some events that are coming up, and then that you also have ways that you have also events that are throughout the year or different ways that our studio audience can continue to connect with you and learn from you. So I want to make sure we give that opportunity. And after we give that opportunity, I just want you guys to continue blessing us out till the show ends.
Amen.
So one thing that we're doing, we're going to be going up, we're calling it the Refreshing up in the Al Hattie's Christian Resort. We're going up there January 5th through the 7th, and we just want to go and be refreshed and get away from it all so that we can recharge and reset for 2019. So if people are interested in that, we're our website is Real Life Transformation Center at gmail.com. So they're welcome to reach us there. Our website itself is reallifetransformationcenter.com, and the email is gmail.com. So we usually post our events on there, and that is where they can contact us if they want information. We're on Facebook. We're getting ready to launch a few Box the Movement class here in the NorCal region, so we're very excited about that because we love Box the Movement, and we're beginning to help churches establish that. So anybody that's interested in that, that's in our region in NorCal, we are here to help them get some Box classes because we want to help save our youth and our children.
So that's pretty much it. We do have another caller. Coach Charlene, we do have another caller, so I want to we're going to bring them in and then give the mic back to you, of course.
Okay. Caller, area code 916, last four, 8612. You are live on Woman to Woman.
Well, hello, Coach Don and Charlene. This is Carla Prayer, and I just want to say that I truly, truly appreciate you guys. I tell you, I can't get enough of these two. They have been such a blessing to the Sacramento area, to me personally, my husband and I, and since they stepped out and really walked in their anointing and their calling, it has helped propel me, and they have tutored myself in moving forward. And I just want to say thank you guys for everything you've done. Appreciate you and love you much.
We love you too.
We love you,
Carla. Patrick. And thank you so much.
All righty. Just wanted to drop that by you.
Amen. We have enough caller. Area code, let's see here. Area code 707, last four, 6771. You are live on Woman to Woman.
Hi, this is Dodie.
Hey, Dodie.
Hi, how you doing? How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say something that Coach Don had said earlier in the show. And he said that God placed people in your life to help you grow up, to let God change you by how I think he said by how you change. And so
how
I just
think.
Wanted to how you think. Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
But on that, I wanted to say, as one of the listeners, that Coach Don and Charlene have definitely changed my life. And they've helped me to grow up in just in the last 2 years of knowing them. So I just wanted to publicly say thank you for everything that you have taught me and just being the visionaries in so many other people's lives and the fact that I've got to witness change and witness how you impact and how you are purposeful and meaningful in the value of time, of what you spend and how you spend your time with people. And it's not just saying things and not just living your life one way, but you guys live your life inside and outside. And I appreciate that, and it's actually helped me to grow. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We love you.
Yes, we do. We love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Well, we could continue on. If there be any other callers, we are getting close towards the end. If there's any other callers, if you have a question or comment for our guest, please dial one on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. If not, we're going to continue on and get close to closing out the show. Minister LaDon, are you there? I know you were having some technical difficulties.
I am here. Thank you so much. I am definitely here. You know, like I said, this has just been an excellent, excellent show. Coaches Don and Charlene, please, if there's anything that you guys feel is extremely pertinent, that if we don't get anything out of all that you've given us, if we don't get anything, what would you like for everyone listening right now to walk away with?
Well, again, everything we said, you know, nothing happens without a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. And I started out by talking about the scripture from Ezekiel that said, I was taken off in vision and shown the Lord's intentions for Israel as a nation with the restoration of Jerusalem and the temple. Then it goes on to say that he said to me, son of man, listen carefully and pay close attention to what I'm going to show you. When the vision is over, I want you to tell your fellow exiles everything I've shown you. Now, when we talk about the word exile, it's talking about expelled or barred from a native country. And in this case, Israel was not in right standards with God. They weren't in the commonwealth of Israel. They were in a state, you know, that God was trying to bring restoration to their lives. And that's what vision does. Vision restores. It brings restoration. And it's not just for you, but it's for people. Coach often asks the question, are you holding up a generation because you haven't moved out to what God has called you to do? And so the single most important thing I think we talked about tonight is vision. You could take everything we said, but if you don't put it together with vision, what is God calling you to do? 2019 is almost here, and I know that God wants you to have a greater 2019 than you had in 2018. But it all starts with vision.
Yes, and what I would say is along with vision is you have to understand your why, your purpose, what motivated God to create you. What is it that keeps you? There's a reason why you're uncomfortable. There's a reason why you can't sleep, because your calling, your purpose is calling you and wanting you to step into it. And so the original intent, the original reason for being is really purpose. That's what God wants, and we want everybody to at least leave here knowing that God has created me. I'm not an accident. I'm not a mistake. There's a purpose that even I'm going through some of the things that I'm going through, and it's because of that unique vision that he gave me that he wants me to complete while I'm down here on this earth realm. So I think that's probably the main thing that I would say is to understand what your purpose is, why you're here, so that you can get busy doing what it is that he's called you to do.
And you know, Colossians 3:3 says, your life is hid with Christ in God. And the New Living Translation reads, your real life is hid with Christ in God. Notice it says your real life. Your real life. Real implies that there could be a counterfeit. And if you're not living God's intentions for your life, then you're living a counterfeit life. And I believe that a lot of people are wondering why the blessings of God is not overtaking them. But the blessings of God does not overtake a counterfeit life. And I believe as we begin to step out in 2019 and begin to hear from God and begin to move into what he's calling us to, you'll see the blessings begin to be released.
Amen.
And so, again, I think vision is so powerful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. This show has just been so fascinating. And I don't know if everyone else is, I'm full, but you know that full where you just want more? You want to continue to eat? You want to, you're just doing everything. And so I'm like, I don't want the show to end. I'm like, how do we continue this? How do we keep this going? But Coach D, did you have anything that you wanted to add or you want to say? Coach D,
I'm like
there?
You. I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm like you, Minister Ladon. I feel like, you know, I'm one of the ones that if I go to a buffet, and I love buffets, but I probably shouldn't go to one. Because I always feel like you really want to just keep eating. You want to get everything that you could get. And even though you know you're full, and some, you know, that's the time to walk away from the table, but you keep going back.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I feel about tonight. It really was helpful for me going into 2019, especially with the journey that's before me. Mm. I'm really taking notes and making sense. One of the things that really stuck out when you guys began to speak this evening was when you said you get into this place of hypnosis, like you're just moving.
Hypnotic.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you get into this, like same place. We used to get a commercial years ago. I might be telling my age, but it was this commercial say same place. It was like people
same
walking,
place,
like robots. Same place, same time. And I think it was a hamburger commercial. And we can get into that. We could get so get so uniform and get so much in a box that we're just doing this mundane. And then it has its movement with, it's like the letter. You know, we're moving in the letter of things and not in the spirit. And it's the spirit that gives life and the letter that kills. So if your dream, your vision, or your idea is just the letter, mean I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to make sure I do this. And if it's just that, it's killing it. And you need the spirit because you need to be excited about it. You need to be moving in purpose. And so that's why I'm so blessed and honored that you all are kicking off this four-part series, because so many of us go into a new year with these new resolutions that are letter. They're lifeless because after a certain period of time, we fall back from them. I know, I'm thinking about just different goals I've taken on, weight goals and just different things I've taken on and start off strong, and then all of a sudden somewhere halfway through, I'm out of gas and it just gets put on the back burner. So now I am speaking in the goal setting, positive, personal, and present tense. And I'm going to start speaking, and I'm already speaking what I've already accomplished, and I'm giving timelines to it, you know, that I am going to be a renowned author in spring 2019. I am a renowned author in spring 2019. So this is just some really good tools and nuggets that our listening audience should be able to take and move in purpose and just come out the gates running. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come out the gates running.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I like
Amen.
What you said when you talked about it's the spirit that quickeneth. You know, we're just doing things, but the letter, not with the spirit. Again, going back to Ezekiel, when he began to tell them to pray, the four winds, you know, and, you know, it was the spirit of God that began to move, that caused things to happen. And I believe, you know, just in what we're talking tonight, us coming together, iron sharpens iron, that the Spirit of God will begin to move in our life. He will begin to blow on our efforts, cause things to come alive. You know, it won't be by your power and might, but it'll be by the power of God. And so because he told you to do it, you took the assignment, he'll bring it to pass.
Amen.
Amen. One of the things that I do want to tell our listening audience as we are, winding down the show is that
habitization of things can begin to dull the senses, and it can begin to take away the vision and take away dreams. Have you ever been so in a rut or so used to doing things by habit, like you're driving? Maybe you're driving home every day the same way from work every day, and you get caught on the phone, and so you're driving, and you end up passing your route, and the only, you know, you don't realize you pass your route until you finally look up. You finally look up, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I have to turn around and, you know, go back to where I was. But how you got there was just by habit of that's the way you go, that's the way you do things. And you passed up everything. You passed up where your destination. And so I'm just mentioning that because this, I don't want anybody to walk away thinking that that was so good. I heard a good word. I got a good show. It was thrilling. And then wake up tomorrow, snooze your snooze button like you do every day at the same time. Get up and brush your teeth and wash your face and put your socks on or pray for 5 minutes or whatever it is. Wake up tomorrow in purpose and on purpose. Wake up tomorrow with these words. Go to bed with what you heard this evening. Wake up with what you heard this evening, these notes. You've been asking God to give you your vision. For those of us who are not working on our vision, we're 30 years old, we're 40 years old, we're 50 years old, we still have that burning inside of us. We come up with different ideas every day, and yet we're still not working on it. God gave us these wonderful couple to come and spend time because we've been asking God, we've been begging God. And if you wake up tomorrow doing the same thing, why are you continuing to pound on God's door? Let tomorrow be different. Take this vision and run. Take these words. This is the words, the show. This is part of your vision. If it wasn't, you would not be listening tonight. And for those of you who know somebody who need to hear, make sure you share the link. The link will be posted after the show this evening. You can share this link continuously. But don't let the time, this valuable time, it's worth more than going and spending thousands of dollars on motivational speakers. You have just gotten thousands of dollars worth of word, more than thousands of dollars worth of word, sown into you for free this evening. It's not even for free. It cost them to be here. It cost them to be faithful and to search God and seek God for a word. You've just gotten somebody to sow that into your life. Don't wake up tomorrow wasting what you've been giving, wasting this gift. And so that's all I had to say.
Amen. That's good.
That was the Holy Spirit, Minister LaDon, because when we first started the show, the series, and I'm, you know, we have our team that markets, and they're pushing out through social media, you know, and they dropped in my spirit. People pay thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars to go to conferences to get half of the information that went forth on tonight. And here God has given it to you freely. And I think about the, you know, we hear the parable of the talents, and you know, the rich man that left the talents behind, and the one servant or that just chose to hold on. Didn't want to invest, didn't want to multiply, just wanted to hold on to the information. And so for you to leave here tonight and have these nuggets and just hold on to them like a chipmunk in your cheek, so to say, and don't plant them and don't water them and don't do anything with them, then you're like that gentleman who, in essence, got rebuked. He got rebuked because he did not utilize those talents. So
So, again, I thank both of you for sowing seed into Woman to Woman, into the listening audience on tonight, just for just being obedient to the Spirit. We really appreciate you, and we, you know, that you are truly loved, and not the cliche of just loved and appreciated, but loved, appreciated, mm-hmm. and honored, and we just love you both so much.
Amen.
So much. We love you too. As well.
Thank you.
Can we pray over everybody?
Amen. Yes,
please do,
please.
Okay. Amen. Okay, Father, we give you praise. We glorify you. We honor you. Father, we thank you, and we lift up all of the ears that are listening, Father, and all of the ones that are going to listen in the future. Father, we know that you want something different for 2019.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you, Father, for your hand being upon each and every listener's heart. Father, you are even bringing clarity into their hearts right now, Father, because you have spoken vision into them, and that's why they have breath in their body.
Yes.
Father, give us the opportunity, everybody listening, to really be who you created them to be. Father, I just pray that every listener would be delivered
yes.
from people
yes.
and the expectations of what people can put on them. Father, we declare that they would only seek you and your voice and your voice alone for their purpose and for their assignment.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father, for your word dwelling in them richly. Now, Father, we just ask that you would seal this word into
thank
each
you, Lord,
spirit that was hungry to hear from you, Lord. When
thank
we
you.
Give you praise, glory, and honor for the manifestation of your glory, the full weight of the matter being manifested and released in 2019 like never before.
Yes,
and we give you praise, glory, and honor for that. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen. Well, Minister
Amen.
McDonald,
we love
you,
you
want
guys.
To kill us out? We love you, too, and thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, we are so honored to have you guys here and have you guys with us and bestow such a rich value word on our listening audience. And to our listening audience, thank you guys for spending your time with us. Please continue to tune in each and every week, especially for this month of December. This is a series that is going forth. This series is going to change your life. This series is changing your life. It started this evening. Let it continue. Let the word continue to do what it is designed to do. Stick with us. Stay with us. And then at the end of it all, we can go and join Coach Don and Charlene up on the mountain in Idlewild. So
mm-hmm.
look for that information
mm-hmm.
as well. Time of refreshing.
Yeah.
Look for that information to come. Look for the link. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow evening on Processing the Pain with Coach Denise. I tell you, each show that MCD Network has for this month of December, you will just be blown away. And it's tune in, grab your family, have them tune in with you, and make sure you have an empty journal because that's the journal that you'll be bringing up with you to the mountain. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Love you guys.
Yes, we love
Amen.
You guys. Thank you so much.
Thank
Love
you.
You.
And audience, we thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next Wednesday for as we continue this series. And for those who listen in to Processing the Pain, we will not be having a live program for the month of December, but we will be gleaning off of these shows on Wednesday night. So we will be playing a pre-recording of tonight's show and every Wednesday night show on Thursday. So if you want to hear it live, tune in on Wednesdays. If you miss Wednesdays or you have someone that you want to hear it, they could always tune in on Thursdays through the internet to listen to the pre-recorded show. Again, we thank you for tuning in. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Songs of love. sing it again.
Woman to woman, songs of the life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Ha ha ha.